There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Khrushchev's due at Idlewild.
Car 54, where are you?
Tonight's program brought to you by Improved Tide. Adds new freshness to the cleanest wash you can get. And by Prel Concentrate, the shampoo in the handy unbreakable tube.
You folks are making a smart move renting the Hasty Tasty Luncheonette.
We hope so.
I tell you, every time this place is vacant, I say to myself, Murray, why did you close the real estate office and take over the Hasty Tasty Luncheonette? But I guess I just don't have any hustle. I guess I'm just doomed to renting property and letting go-getters like you make all the money.
Oh, we don't want to make all the money. We just want a chance at the future. Here's the first month's rent. You said it was $150?
Did I say $150? All right. A deal's a deal. Here's your lease. See you the first of next month.
Thank you, Mr. Perkins.
Good luck.
Come on!
Now, let's see. This is the wall here.
The back of the bank vault is right on the other side of this wall. Now, let's start measuring. It's 3 feet, 8 inches from that corner. Hey, look, bring in Duke. He's waiting out in the back with the stuff.
Here's where the vault starts.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. The vault is 7 feet, 6 inches wide.
Come on, we got the joint.
Okay, Duke, behind that wall is $5 million. Just cut along the dotted line. Let's go!
Get the burlap to muffle the sledgehammer.
Hey, boss, here's an outlet for the drill.
Good. Now, listen, we're going to work around the clock in shifts. Now, listen, you, Duke, Barney, and hold it.
Yoo-hoo. Anybody here?
Hi, boss. Oh, look, Francis. We scared them. They think we're thieves or something. You can put your hands down.
I'm Officer Francis Muldoon, and this is Officer Gunther Tutti. We patrol this beat.
Welcome to our sector. Oh, well, how do you do? I'm Eddie Montaigne. This is my wife, Laverne. My brother-in-law, Barney. This is our cousin, Thornton.
Nice of you to drop in, officers.
Well, we were driving by, and we noticed the for rent sign was gone, and we just couldn't believe that anybody would rent this white elephant.
Gunther, do you know anything about the restaurant business?
Oh, well, no, officers, but if honest effort and hard work mean anything, we'll make a go of it.
We're putting everything we have into this, officers.
It's our big opportunity.
It's our chance to grow with America.
All right, Gunther, settle down. It's not our problem.
I know, but it makes me mad since nice people get stuck with that Hasty Tasty Luncheonette.
Look, Gunther, who knows? Maybe for them it'll click.
Hasn't got a chance. It's a white elephant. Nobody lasts more than 6 months. First they opened up as a Hungarian restaurant, then a Swedish, then a kosher restaurant.
Remember the last thing someone tried?
Yeah, Chinese-Italian cooking.
What a flop that was.
It had to be. How many Chinese-Italians are there in the Bronx? Francis, we gotta help those people.
Okay, so we'll help them. So as soon as they get it open, we'll have breakfast there.
That isn't enough. Did you see the mess that restaurant was in? By the time they get it cleaned up, they'll be broke.
Gunther, I'm speaking from 10 years of experience with you. Do you want to help them?
Yes.
Do you want to see them make a success of it?
Yes.
Then stay away from them.
Look, Francis, I might not be the smartest guy in the world, but I know people, and I can see that these folks are decent, honest, and hardworking, and they deserve a helping hand.
It's like tissue paper. We'll be up against the vault by the time Eddie and Ogie get here tomorrow morning to relieve us.
Oh!
Yoo-hoo! Anybody here?
Hey, look at that! We scared them again. Put your hands down. It's only us.
we'd drop by to give you a hand.
You see, we're all on the helping hand committee of the Precinct Brotherhood Club.
Yeah, but we didn't,
You didn't think we were going to let you clean up this place alone, did you? Here, give me that.
Oh, please don't bother.
Are you kidding? Look at this place. It'll take a month to clean it up. It's in shambles. Hey, look at that wall.
The nerve of Perkins renting a place with a hole in the wall like that.
A hole? That could be another entrance to the bank.
Wait a minute. We'll fix it up. Schnauzer, you know how to plaster.
It's a cinch. I'll get some plaster powder. Water, we got.
Yeah, you clean out the stove.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to clean out the icebox. I'll start on the floors.
We'll have you open and ready for business by tomorrow morning.
Should be up to the vault by now. We start cutting into the steel right away. By tonight, we should be up to our knees in loot. Come on, get this stuff over the hole, right over.
Stack of weeds, corned beef hash, bun oatmeal.
Coming up.
And I got an order of ham and eggs working eggs over light.
Are those home fries ready yet?
Take it easy, I just put them on the fire.
Don't forget those eggs over light.
I know. Oh, not the home fries. Told you they ain't ready yet.
Oh, hurry with those eggs, huh?
Hey, hurry.
What happened to the hole in the wall?
I only got two hats.
Oh, boy.
What's going on around here?
Well, let me see now. We have an order of eggs, an order of home fried, a stack of wheat.
Shut up! What happened?
Another order of whole wheat toast, a toasted English muffin, and how about those home fried potatoes?
Oh, it's you, boss.
Oh, it's you, boss.
What's going on around here?
We had to open the restaurant.
You had to open up the restaurant. I picked you guys for a bank job. If I'd have wanted to open up a restaurant, I'd have picked Howard Johnson. Easy, boss. There's $5 million waiting on the other side of that wall, and you had to toast English muffins.
Boss, the customers.
Boss, the customers. You get busy on that wall. I'll take care of the customers. All right, everybody out. You heard me. Bring out some hot coffee for these gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Where's this man's jelly for his toast?
Jelly?
Yes.
Here's the coffee.
A spoon. Give the man a spoon. What do you expect to do? Stir it with his finger?
Here's the jelly.
Jelly fine, thank you very much. How about the home fries?
Coming up.
Yes. But just don't stand there. Get these dishes out of here. Get these dirty dishes out of here. I tell you, you turn your back on this place for 1 minute and it just goes to pieces.
Hello, Mr. Mudding. We sure missed you last night.
Oh, well, I was down at the market. You see, I like to get there first to pick out the very best.
Here's the whole fries.
Right here.
All right, I'll serve them. You're going back to the kitchen.
Thornton, these are the best pancakes I've ever eaten.
Really?
Oh, shucks. All I did was follow the directions on the box. Of course, I put in milk instead of water. In the direction, it was optional. Tomorrow morning, I'll put in blueberries for you. Maybe you like huckleberries instead of blueberries.
Hey, I gotta go on duty. How much is this?
Oh, no. Since you're my first customers, this is on the house.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Montaigne. We'll have none of that.
No. If you don't let us pay, we're not coming back.
You're not? I mean, no. I insist.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Montaigne. The Helping Hand Committee of the 53rd Precinct has got one goal, to make the Hasty Tasty Luncheonette a big success.
A big success? A big success. There's got to be a way to make them leave us alone.
Yeah, you better do it fast. You heard them. They're sending all the ships here.
There must be a way out. I got it. Duke?
I got it. I tell you, I got it.
What do you got?
I think I got the Hungarian goulash just right. Taste it, boss. See if I got enough paprika. The cookbook said just a pinch, but I think it's time. But, boss.
What are you trying to do? Make the food so good they'll hold the next policeman's ball here?
Listen, boss. I always say anything worth doing is worth doing well.
Look, jerk. You keep on feeding them good food, the cops are going to keep coming back. They're going to bring other cops with them. Wait a minute. Good food. I'm taking over.
But, boss, I started the beef goulash.
And I'm going to finish it. Oh, it needs just something. What's that?
Salt powder.
It's just what it needs.
But, boy, the recipe didn't mention that.
Shut up. Give me that rubber glove. Yeah. This should give it...
Boss, after eating that, they'll never come back.
That's too bad. This may do it.
You can have it at the kitchen sink.
That's just what it needs.
Oh, boy. Hungarian goulash.
Oh, boy, am I hungry. I could eat a horse.
Me too.
Enjoy your lunch, gentlemen.
Have you all been served?
Yeah, and I'm getting out of here.
At least you could have me put in some blueberries like I promised.
Shut up!
Stole the recipe from our wife, Lucia. This was real home cooking. If I didn't know that my wife, Lucia, was home, I'd swear she's out there in that kitchen.
You'll never see them again. When the news gets out about our cooking, people won't even walk on this side of the street. Come on, we got a date with $5 million.
Oh. Oh. My stomach. Would you believe it, fellas? One meal wiped out 42 years of clean living. Say, Francis, the next time you and Tootie plan a suicide pact, leave us out of it.
I'm sorry, Leo. Why don't you try another bicarbonate?
Another bicarbonate? If I have one more, I'll go into orbit.
Anybody ever die from indigestion?
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I was looking forward to it.
I've got a hot one that could start another Chicago fire.
Feeling better, Julie?
Yeah. I think.
Hey, what happened to you guys?
What do you mean?
I was waiting there over a half hour.
Waiting where?
At the Hasty Tasty Luncheonette.
That does it.
Wait for me.
What's the matter with you guys? That Hungarian goulash.
Will somebody stop him?
What was wrong with the goulash?
Look, Gunther, I don't mind a good cigar after a meal, but not in it.
Boy, what a helping hand committee you guys are. Such nice people trying to run a restaurant.
Gunther, that was the worst food that's ever been put on a plate.
Was really that bad?
It was awful.
Confidentially, I wouldn't know. You see, I got no taste buds.
You got no taste buds?
No, and that's the secret of my happy married life. Lucille slaps everything together on a table for me, and then she goes out for dinner.
Yeah. Well, let's file our dailies and get out of here.
Wait. I hate to see such decent people like the Montaignes going under.
Gunther, enough is enough.
Ooh, if we could only get him a good cook.
Gunther, they're down to their last couple of bucks. They can't afford to hire a cook. Good cooks are expensive. Come on. And since the last time you checked in with me, have you consorted with any known criminals?
Captain, I'm on parole. I ain't consorted with nobody.
And you still can't find work, Willie?
Not a chance. And me, the best cook ever come out of Sing Sing.
I know.
I remember last Christmas I saved 3,200 men. Everything from tomato surprise to ladyfingers. And not one case of indigestion.
I know.
3,200 men. 3 meals a day for 5 years. The warden cried when I left.
I know, you're a terrific cook, Willie.
Ooh. Ooh.
This is it. Okay, Augie.
Hold it. Yoo-hoo. Anybody here?
No.
Folks, your troubles are over.
They are?
Meet your new cook, Willie Nolan.
Our new cook?
No offense, Thornton. You're great on pancakes, but I got some bad reports on your Hungarian goulash. How about it, Mr. Montaigne?
Oh, well, gee, we do appreciate your interest, Officer Tootie, but we can't afford a cook.
Oh, you can afford Willie. Excuse me, Willie. I think it's only fair to tell you folks.
Willie's an ex-con. An ex-con? My lunch and that.
Look, Mr. Montaigne, Willie is a great cook.
But an ex-con? Oh, please, Mr. Montaigne. Let Willie work here. He's on parole, and he's not supposed to consort with known criminals.
And you, Laverne, Barney, and Thornton are just the kind of people he should be around. A good, steady influence.
Well, really,
Willie, I want you to meet some wonderful people. Willie, this is Mr. Montaigne.
How do you do?
Hello. Well, you see, we're just new in the business, and somebody new coming
Excuse
in...
Excuse me. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Me? No, you must be mistaken.
That's funny. I know you.
Well, as I'm saying, you see, we already have so many partners. There's my brother-in-law, Barney.
Yeah, Cedar, just isn't enough...
Hey, you look familiar.
Not me.
I know the face.
Impossible. Anyway, we already have a cook.
Thornton here is the cook.
Him I know. That's impossible. Him I know from somewhere.
Well, you've never met any of these nice people before.
Isn't it wonderful how much he already feels at home?
Now, Mr. Montaigne, we're not going to take no for an answer.
We know what's good for your business.
You just take our advice. Willie, you're the new cook.
Gosh, I got a kitchen under me again.
Well, really,
Mr. Montaigne, just do whatever Willie says. Give him whatever he wants, and you got nothing to worry about.
Come on, let's go.
Wait. Look at that hole in the wall.
What? Hole in the wall? Oh, that.
How about that schnauzer? No wonder he became a cop. He was such a lousy plasterer.
We'll send Schnauzer up to replaster.
Oh, no. Never mind. We'll do it ourselves.
Well, let's go, Gunther. They got work to do.
Drop in first thing in the morning. See how you make it out.
Well, come on. Give us a hand. Help us plaster this hole.
Plaster? I'm a cook. This is my big chance. Now, let's see. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'll make what I used to make every Thursday in Sing Sing. Irish stew. Well, right out, huh? I can't understand it. I use the best plaster. Hello? Tootie? It's for you, your friends at the Hasty Tasty Luncheonette.
Don't be such a wise guy. With that new cook, they're going to be a big success. Hello? Oh, good morning, Mr. Montaigne. What? We'll be right over.
What is it?
They're going out of business.
They're going out of business?
Come on.
What's this about you going out of business?
What happened?
Look.
What's all that?
I'll tell you what it is. It's 3,200 portions of Irish stew.
3,200 portions of Irish stew.
And he's got 500 gallons more in the basement.
Oh, no.
It needs more flour. I'll tell you when.
Willie, what'd you do?
Shh. I got 4,300 biscuits in the oven.
Oh, Willie, 3,200 portions of Irish stew. This is just a small luncheonette with six stools.
Look, officers, for 5 years I made Irish stew for 3,200 men. And that's the only way I know how to make Irish stew. Come on, more flour!
Willie, will you stop that? You've ruined these people.
I'm sorry, but for me, cooking for less than 3,200 is dinner for two.
We're done for. The money for the meat and the vegetables? Wipe this out.
Well, why didn't you stop him?
The last thing Officer Tootie said last night was, do whatever he says.
Gee, Mr. Montaigne, I...
Oh, don't blame yourself. You meant well. But on your way out, would you mind putting this sign in the door?
Going out of business.
Boy, if this isn't a lesson for you, you meddled in the nice people's lives and put them right out of business. 3,200 orders of Irish stew. How could they ever get rid of that?
Ooh.
Say, it's a new catering service in our precinct?
That's right. And, Captain, we heard that your lodge is giving its annual dinner tomorrow night.
And I guarantee it's the best stew you've ever eaten.
Stew? Captain, you know how you always say we should patronize our own precinct.
Yeah, always buy Bronx.
All right. I'll swing it.
Thanks, Captain.
Here's the phone number. Come on. How about it, Mrs. Goldberg?
You're going to have the party. You got to get the food somewhere.
Who ever heard of Irish stew for a bar mitzvah?
They're just getting started.
All right, for you boys, it'll be Irish stew.
How about it, Father?
After all, the dinner's for the sons of old Aaron. What could be better than Irish stew?
Oh, nothing except for one thing.
What?
The dinner's on a Friday.
Gosh, Father, they're such nice people, and they're in your parish.
All right, I'll move it up to a Thursday.
Okay, that's the vault.
Okay, Augie, this is it. Oh, no. Hello. Hasty, tasty catering service? Oh, now, look, you've got Captain Block, 53rd Precinct. Yes, sir, Captain Block. 152 orders of Irish stew? Well, now, you see, we don't... Tootie and Muldoon. Well, yes, Captain. Yes, we'll send it over. Thank you, Captain. Look, boys, we got a... Hello? Mrs. Goldberg? Yes, I have it. 52 orders of Irish stew? Yes, it'll be there.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm going to put a stop to it. Hello. Yeah. 160 orders of Irish stew. Well, now, look, Buster. Father McCaffrey? Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Oh, and thank you for your business, Father. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, my wife and I will be there on Sunday. Goodbye, Father.
Oh, what is it?
Shut up! We're going to go to church.
Church?
Judy and Muldoon are going to be around our necks the rest of our lives. Let's face it, we got a good thing going for us here. Hasty, tasty catering service at your service. Yes? Oh, fireball. Yeah. Have it back. Well, now, may I recommend our Irish stew. Yes, yes, I have it, Mrs. Colucci. That's a happy birthday, Angelo. And 6 birthday candles? Oh, yes. Yes, one of our trucks will have it there on time. Thank you, Mrs. Colucci.
Here's the monthly statements.
Say, that's not bad. Up 60%.
Say, honey, can we go up to our place in the country this Sunday?
Sunday? I've got to coach the Hasty Tasty Little League team.
Gunther!
Francis! Welcome. Come in. You boys have been strangers.
We want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Smathers.
Ma and Pa Smathers to you folks.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Ma and Pa rented the empty store on the other side of you.
Really?
They're going to open up a little stamp store. And since you're going to be neighbors, we thought that you should meet.
Oh. Come on, Gunther. We're on duty.
Well, a stamp store, huh?
Just something to keep us busy. Say, you have a going business.
Come in, look
you
around.
You certainly do have a going business.
Yeah, we do all right.
Do all right? Why, we read in the Financial Journal that in 6 months you have made more than
$50,000. $50,000? Well, I don't know. I haven't looked in here in the past couple of weeks.
Do you mean that you keep your money in a safe? Why, Mr. Montaigne, don't you trust banks?
Oh, well, you never know about banks.
We were old-fashioned.
Dear, I know we're going to be good neighbors.
I'm sure we will be.
Now, come on, Ma. We've got a lot of cleaning up to do in the store.
Oh, Eddie, I can hardly believe it. Okay, we're making lots of money. But the main thing is we're respectable citizens.
And for the first time in our lives, we've got neighbors. It's wonderful, isn't it?
All right, Mom.
Anybody home?
Hey, what are you two doing?
Why, we was just,
You just stand back and let us finish the job.
Schnauzer?
I'll have it plastered in half an hour. Come on.
I'll get the paint. I'll get the wallpaper.
We'll get this place cleaned up so you can open by tomorrow morning.
And you'll do plenty of business. We told the entire sector what wonderful stamps you're selling.
Stamps?
Isn't that wonderful? We're going into the stamp business.
Tonight's program brought to you by Gleam Toothpaste with a patented GL70 formula. And by Ice Blue Secret Deodorant, helps keep you cool, calm, dry.
There's a holdup in the Bronx, Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child, Khrushchev's doing Idlewild. Car 54, where are you?